Yo, yo, it's your boys back again.
What's happening? It's NBA Young Boogie.
So you're really keeping this one?
Yes, I am.
Why?
It's on my Instagram name. I'm not changing it.
You really changed your Instagram name to
yes,
NBA?
Yes, I did.
You're serious?
Yes, I am.
Well, Lord, now you know where to find him on Instagram.
Don't do it.
Well, no, we didn't leave. Just
had some things happening. My mother came in town. Had to chill my mom.
Yeah, he doesn't get to do it out there.
So it's
stuff like that. Anywho, you know, we're sorry for leaving y'all for so long. We are extremely sorry. It won't happen again.
Maybe. Won't have my child.
Huh?
Won't have my child. I'll be gone. I can't like leave my child and then come do this and then go back. Kind of have to be there.
Well, we're not talking about for like weeks at a time, sir.
Oh.
We're talking about like 30 minutes.
I mean,
a week.
Maybe a week?
Maybe so. Glenn understands that first week, you know? I know how that goes. And plus, Denver files, we don't get maternity leave anyway, so it's like...
Oh, no.
So it's like, basically, you're going to have the baby on fucking Thursday, then by Monday, you're going to be back at work.
No.
Basically.
Just ruined everything.
Basically. Like, yeah. The only reason I think Gabby... I forgot what the 21st was, but she came, like, in the middle of the week, and I had PTO, so then I put in PTO to like, the next Monday. So then that was it. That was the only reason I didn't have to go to work. So yeah. Anywho. We're here to give y'all some of this ignorance and whatnot like we was supposed to do every week, but now we're back. We'll be doing this every week like always. So what's been going on, man?
Oh man, I've been chilling. About to move and baby stuff. I saw the ultrasound. Saw the little baby in there kicking around and stuff. I shed a tear.
I bet you, I knew you were.
I had to wait till everybody leave to shed a tear.
You could have just shed the tear.
Nah, nigga. Bro, like, it was coming down. I was like, I ain't no bitch. I sucked it back up.
Bro, it's a child, man. It's a beautiful moment.
Nah.
It's a beautiful moment.
Nah. See, I look like how cheap you say, nah.
Like, it's a beautiful moment. You can cry when you see your child, man.
Nah.
Okay, man.
When I'm alone, I'm going to weep because real men weep.
Real men weep.
Real men weep.
Real men weep. I think that's good.
You know where I got that from?
What?
A cartoon show called Chowder. He was like, real men weep. I was like, what?
What didn't happen since we've been gone?
Oh, fucking, man, Black Panther?
Black Panther came out. You seen it?
Oh, man, did I?
Okay. You bootlegged it, didn't you?
You fucking right, I did. First of all, I don't care how y'all feel. I bought an Amazon Fire Stick for this exact reason. Y'all can kiss my ass. All that other African shit y'all was doing in movie theaters. Y'all can kiss all my ass. I was not about to sit in there with y'all asses. Nope.
Well, unlike him, I saw it in theaters. I just waited till the next week, the following weekend, to see it. So all of y'all dashiki wearing, black face paint wearing people. And keep in mind, honestly, as a whole, The dressing up didn't bother me any. It honestly did not bother me none. People dress up for Star Wars and Star Trek and fucking Harry Potter and all that shit. So it was like, yo, black people dress up for Black Panther. All right, cool. Didn't have a problem with it at all. But did y'all see the niggas that had the band?
I would have lost my shit.
Y'all would have had to see me. Yeah, I'm over here about to watch a movie. And they still know here. Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum.
What's your name? Don't care. Yeah. Everybody would have got some of this.
I would have got that work, boy.
But no, I couldn't have done it. My dad, well, how long did it say it ran? About two and a half?
What was it?
The movie.
Oh, man.
I think it was about two.
Long,
I
mean,
I will say it did go, it didn't feel as long as it was, though.
No, because it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. So I will say this, as a whole, Black Panther, as a whole, was a good movie. Beyond it being black and all that stuff, Ryan Coogler wrote a very good movie.
Yeah.
Now, With that being said, I found T'Challa very boring.
He was born in Civil War.
Now, he was a little more vengeful in Civil War. I liked him a little more.
Because he was trying to get the nigga that killed his dad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was a little more vengeful.
Look at him without, like, trying to get revenge on Winter Soldier. Cuz was boring as shit the whole movie.
But no, because that was his whole role in Winter Soldier. His whole role in Civil War was him trying to get Winter Soldier, because and
then he was kind of outshined by Killmonger.
Well, and I'm gonna get to that in just a second. And that was his whole role in Civil War. So I found him a little more relatable in Civil War as opposed to Black Panther. And to me, I found him a little boring, because everybody else in Black Panther was incredible. Angela Bassett was amazing. The kid who played the little sister was amazing. His right-hand woman, the security guard, was amazing. Yeah. Like, them playing the characters, the Nyong'o playing his love interest, great. The entire cast was great. The dude from Get Out was great.
They said, man, he... White people fucked his mind up so much he went back to Africa. I'm like, damn.
Everybody that played it. And then to me was this. And here's the whole thing. I figured out why everybody was pissing themselves over Michael B. Jordan playing Killmonger. Here's the thing. Michael B. Jordan did a great job at playing his role, right?
Did he?
But the role himself was gonna hit hard in this social climate. Where everybody's a social justice warrior. Where everybody's the whole... We must stand up and fight for our black people. Him speaking that kind of stuff on such a big platform such as that. Him saying things like, "And back where I come from, we never had the resources to take down our oppressors." Everybody's like, "Whoa, that's some deep stuff." So his character was a little cooler to me. Well, I see why everybody felt his character a little more, because he was talking to, you know, the revolutionary. You know, the revolution will be televised. And in this social climate, boy, his character was going to take... Now, keep in mind, I still think they got a good person to play the role. I don't want to think it was all right. Michael Jordan still did a great job at playing Killmonger. But Killmonger, the character, in this social climate, it was going to take off. It was gonna take off the rip.
And they got these white folks nervous, boy. That movie came out, everybody started preaching that Killmonger shit, boy. These white people was out here like, fuck.
Like, we never had the tooth to kill to overthrow our oppressors. What?
What, nigga?
And we got the power to change all that. And you trust me,
even all it's gonna take is one dude who saw this movie say, "You know what? You're fucking right." And then niggas is in trouble.
Yeah, because that was the part that got me was, as I was watching it, I had seen all the praise that Michael B. Jordan was getting. So, of course, me being just the Marvel movie guy, I was fully aware of the people's stance on Michael B. Jordan going in. I was like, yeah, he done a good job and all that kind of stuff, which he did do a good job. But then once I heard him start talking, I was like, oh... That's where everybody was feeling it.
But it's the way he said it as well. It's like he really felt what he was
saying. That's it. He did a good job at playing the role.
I don't know if that was a role, though, because I think he kind of felt some of that shit he was saying. Like, I think deep down, he was like, man, fuck this movie shit, nigga. We out here. Like, what you mean?
It was like he played the role. He did it very well.
Yeah.
I just say that Michael B. Jordan played Killmonger. Killmonger is what spoke to the people.
Yeah.
That's why everybody was like, Michael B. Jordan's amazing in this movie. Okay, calm down. Okay. He did a good job, but it was what he was saying as Killmonger
struck a cold. Killmonger, like, that shit wouldn't have resonated like that?
No. That's why I say Michael B. Jordan did a good job at playing Killmonger.
Yeah.
But Killmonger, the character, is what people was like blown away by.
Yeah.
A dude on such a platform as Marvel saying, yeah, we never had the tools to overthrow our oppressors. No, we didn't. No, we did not.
Fuck, we didn't. That man said, bury me in that water. My ancestors jumped off because they knew drowning would be better than being slaves.
Now, I had a problem with that part.
Boy.
I had a problem with that part.
What was the problem? That was true. That's all facts. That happened.
Okay, because here's my thing. Bruh, you aren't African ancestors. You're Wakandan. You're the son of a king. Your
who bet. Is?
Killmonger.
Killmonger was the son of a king.
No, the brother. You know what I'm talking about. He's Wakandan. They didn't jump off the ship. They've been over there chilling. You yourself wasn't ancestry.
But I don't mean his ancestors is like nigga. Ancestors is like cousins, uncles and shit.
His whole family's Wakandan. Wakandans. That was his. I didn't like that part. I didn't like that part because he's Wakandan. They didn't do all of that.
That's not the point, nigga. Like
that was the point. Now everything he said up to that point, I felt because he was speaking for black people.
That's still for black people though.
But no, he said his ancestors. His ancestors are Wakandan.
Nigga, his ancestors are your ancestors, motherfucker.
His ancestors are Wakandan.
Nigga, his ancestors are your ancestors.
His ancestors is Wakandan.
His ancestors
Wakandan
are your
been
ancestors.
Over there chilling for the longest. Do you remember? That was the point of the whole movie. Wakanda has been engulfed in Wakanda. That's it. They weren't venturing out doing a bunch of other stuff. That was kind of the undertone of the movie. It was what to do with the Wakandan resources. Do we start a revolution? Or do we just help the world? Because they've been keeping it all to themselves. Killmonger, your ancestors is Wakandan. They didn't jump off no boat. They didn't jump off a boat.
You sure his ancestors was Wakanda?
Because his father and all of them people had to be Wakandan.
His mother wasn't, though.
I give
in
you
the
that.
Comic, his mother wasn't.
Huh? Because, of course, the Killmonger, he said his mother was a woman that he fell in love with mm-hmm. once.
Outside the
thing.
Yeah. So, his ancestors probably was niggas jumping off of ships.
Yeah, but I don't like how hard they gave. I don't like how hard they gave that when it's literally like... I don't know. That line they overplayed that line too much for me. For his family to be of royal African blood and to be of African blood, he's like my ancestors jump off the boat. Okay, your ancestors are kings. You know that, right?
On his daddy's side.
Okay.
That's like saying, oh my people is royalty on my dad's side. Like nigga on my mama's side, we just out here. Like. What you mean?
I just don't like how much they played that line up too much. And I was just like, eh. Okay. They took that one a little too hard to heart for me. For that to be like. Like, I saw that line quoted on Facebook. And I was just like, okay. Why are you showing me your socks?
My socks are dope. Why? Gang bang, cuz. Like,
why are you showing me your
socks? My socks are dope. I got them at Ross. This is totally off the subject.
It's very off the subject.
It doesn't matter because my socks are black. Black Panther. Black Power.
So you really... So you tried it right there and then.
I'll put it back in there.
Yeah, you tried
brought it back around.
But that was just... That line looked... Everything about it, I felt, was very spot on. Very well done. Except for that line. Didn't do it for me. But everything else, as far as I was concerned, the movie was well done. Well put together. All right, question.
I walked into work the next day. I looked at all the white people like, I would kill all y'all.
All right, wait. Question. Beyond, is this, would this go top 3 Marvel movies?
It's number one.
One?
Yeah.
One?
Number one.
Better than the first Iron Man.
Yeah. I didn't like the first Iron Man.
You didn't like the first Iron Man?
I didn't.
That was the best one out of the three.
I didn't say that's not true.
First of all, Iron Man 3 was awful.
Iron Man 2 was cool though.
Cause they
had War Machine.
They had to do Iron Man 2, which the ending fight scene was fucking awful. But
yeah, you think the ending was terrible?
Because they built up the fight between Iron Man's War Machine and the little electrical whip dude, and the fight lasted off like 5 minutes.
Well, I didn't count that as an end fight. I count the whole thing as an end fight when he was fighting the robots and shit. And then War Machine, Iron Man, like, zip down they little faces. I was like, bruh, do some work, niggas. Let's go.
Yeah, but like, then they clocked in for, like, 5 minutes, and they stretched
like
over.
Fucking shit up. Like,
I thought that. But that was the point of Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2 was solely just to introduce War Machine. That was it. That was the only function. Iron Man 3 was weird.
Iron Man 3 was just like, we just need something to end this shit with.
Like, yeah, basically. So we can move on here. Better than Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Like, Winter Soldier's like 1.5. Uh-huh. Like Black Panther's 1, Winter Soldier's like 1.5.
Because their first Captain America.
And then
America
Civil War is 2.
Because like, Captain America, their first Captain America, I could have done without that.
Yeah.
Because we're not even
I didn't like none of the Thor movies.
No, the first one was okay.
I don't like Thor at it, like, period. Because, nigga, you're a guy. So, it's like, how you out here, like, getting beat up by these normal-ass niggas?
Well, now he wasn't getting beat up by normal dudes.
Nigga, he got drugged by fucking Iron Man. And then he got his, like, he got, like, punched by Hulk. He got shit rocked by Hulk.
He got
his shit rocked. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Tell me, first of all, you are talking about Iron Man, one of the richest people, and he has access to all types of materials that the normal man...
But you're
man
a god.
Okay, guys die too. Obviously, you see the Pop's dead, so they obviously...
The Pop's died from normal fucking... He's just old as shit. The Pop's died.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't get beat up by Iron Man. He get shit drugged by Hulk.
But yeah, I realize, but then you're really talking about genetically modified people at that point. We talking about the Hulk.
Fuck? Nigga, you're a god. Do god shit. Like, fly Hulk in the air and, like, throw him to the ground. I don't fucking know. Nigga can't even fly without his fucking hammer.
Okay?
That's bullshit, nigga. You're a weak ass god. And they got shit drugged by his sister.
Well, keep in mind, his sister was, like, cold, though.
His sister drugged his ass. His sister was cold. The whole movie. Got shit drugged the whole movie. Uh-huh. Only reason he even, like, kind of won, but I'll say kind of, is because he, like, blew up his own fucking planet.
Yeah,
the only reason this nigga won. Mm. The only reason.
Can't disagree with that one.
Yeah. Fuck Thor.
But then all I say
is... I first Captain America movie either.
Yeah, it was...
They had
to do one just to build it into... To Winter Soldier, that was it.
And to make sure, like, we could actually do an Avengers movie. Can't do an Avengers movie without Captain America.
Yeah, basically. When I count that first and Hulk movie, that shit was awful.
Both of them. Yeah. Terrible. The only good part was, like, the end fight scene was fighting Abomination.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, Doctor Strange.
That was more like some Harry Potter shit. I was like,
yeah. And that was...
Do you count Blade?
No, Blade isn't in this one.
Blade's a Marvel movie.
Blade's a Marvel movie, but it's not of this whole thing leading up to Infinity Wars.
That's true. Unless they bring Blade in there.
Don't.
Nigga. Like, nah, when Blade walks in, like, y'all need some help? Nigga, like, it's Blade! I'm gonna walk out of the movie theater.
I will say this. I think I did like the idea that... I forgot who I was talking to. I did like the idea that Blade back then... People didn't go see Blade because it was black. They just went and saw it because it was dope.
Yeah.
Like, Blade was just like, hey, Wesley Snipes, vampire killer, let's check this out. They went and watched it. Oh, shit.
This is hard as hell.
Hey, like, this shit cool as a mother. Nobody went to saw Blade because it was black. It was just like...
Support the black actor.
Support the blackness. It was like, nah, this movie looked dope as fuck. And then we went and watched it. It was like, damn. There was a reason they had three of them.
And all three of them were kind of dope, though.
Yeah.
Like, all three of them were, like, nice.
Yeah. Like, it didn't get a trilogy because it was black. It got a trilogy because the shit was cool.
He's out there knocking niggas off. Like,
yeah. Then
he had to worry about no bad guys coming back.
No, because once he knocked out the vampire, that was it.
Yeah.
And
die.
So, that was a thought that I had the other day. You put Panther 1.
Yeah.
1. So, you better go top 3 Marvel. Go.
Top 3 Marvel. Black Panther. Winter Soldier, Civil War.
You put Civil War that high?
I like Civil War. I like the fact how they kept it, like, close to the comics. Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Shit, because Spider-Man was pretty good, too.
Yeah, I forgot about Homecoming, yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming was, like, pretty good. Can I do 5?
Which is number 1-3.
Fuck.
We're going three.
Okay, I'm gonna say Civil War is 3 because of the fact they introduced Spider-Man, how he came in.
Mm-hmm.
It was dope as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, I like how they played everybody's role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay. All
right, you ready for this one? Number 3.
Uh-huh.
Ant-Man.
No. I almost got up and walked out.
Ant-Man. Iron Man 3.
In the first Captain America.
No,
in the Hulk trilogy.
In like, all Hulk movies was better than the entire Marvel series. No.
Oh,
if I had to go 1, I would go Age of Ultron first. I genuinely enjoyed Age of Ultron. I like Ultron being a smart ass. That humored me a lot.
Ripped this nigga's arm off. Oh my god, are you okay?
He just slaps his man's arm off. Shut up. Oh, I'm sorry. I just get a little noise sometimes. But he just ripped my arm off.
Nigga, I'm dying. I am dying.
I'd have to go Age of Ultron 1, Black Panther 2, Winter Soldier 3. Winter Soldier was great. But I thoroughly enjoyed Winter Soldier. Then they had a one thing about Black Panther. I am very upset. They made a reference in the movie. I am so upset that I missed it. I cried man tears when I realized I missed the reference. Mm-hmm. Remember when they brought in Agent Frost?
Yeah.
Because he got shot in the back. And they brought him down to the lab. And the sister said, "Ooh, yay, another broken white boy for me to fix." That was a Winter Soldier reference. I didn't catch it till the end of the movie.
How did you not catch that?
Because I was so caught up in like 20 other things that was happening, okay? I just heard that and just went on with life. Like, oh, okay, bet. White boy, cool, whatever. And then all of a sudden they go to the thing, they show the end credit scene, they show him walk out. I was like, that's what she meant by the white boy. Oh, how did I miss that?
Mm-hmm.
It was so much action going on. It didn't
hit me. Did you get the white wolf thing?
Yeah, because that's a comic book thing also. Yeah, it is. Called him White Wolf, yeah.
White Wolf was one of the Black Panther's, like, helpers.
Yeah.
Like, he dressed up as a White Wolf, like the Black Panther dressed up as a Black Panther. He was out there wrecking shit like Black Panther was. Yep.
Yeah,
I knew it. I was hyped as shit when he said, I was like, nigga, White Wolf is going to be in this movie too? Oh, shit, nigga. Like, I was hyped.
It might just be one of Soldier and they'll just... That'll be his African name.
I'm mad as shit.
That'll be his Wakanda name.
They better not do that to me.
Because yeah, remember they showed the Infinity Wars trailer already. It's him regular as shit with an arm.
Yeah.
Now, wait, I will say this.
I'm gonna be mad as shit. Oh my god.
There's one question Marvel has yet to answer, and I need it answered, and I will be okay with life.
Hey.
They need to tell me.
What happened to Agent Ross?
No.
Oh.
They need to tell me why in Civil War, when Black Panther was wearing his ring before he turned it into the suit. When it was just the ring, what was that reaction him and old boy's arm kept having?
They're made from the same metal.
It doesn't seem like it. His arm was made from vibranium also.
Mm-hmm.
So then why would he react like that?
Because it's like when two, like his vibranium gets off a strong magnetic pull.
Mm-hmm.
So when it gets too close, like two magnets get too close, they like come apart, or sometimes they break apart.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much what's happening.
So his arm was made out of vibranium?
Yeah.
Back in like the 40s?
They made Captain America's shield out of shit.
But that was the only one they had. Remember, his joint was made out of like Russia or something.
Yeah, they also had it.
How did the Russians almost had it when the only vibranium to leave was with Claw, and that was in the 90s?
But they also had Red Skull. He was out there getting the shit too. Remember he had the Tesseract.
But that's not made out of vibranium.
It's not, but they had the Tesseract was, I forgot what it was. It was like it controlled time or something. It controlled something, but he was able to get vibranium from Wakanda because back then they had niggas that was selling vibranium out of Wakanda. And he bought it from them. Like when his dad mirrored the beginning of Black Panther, his dad walked up to Killmonger's dad and like killed him.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the first time that they were selling vibranium out of Wakanda.
You know what? I'll take that because I don't have a better explanation at that point. But then Marvel still needs to explain that because I caught that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take that because I don't have a better answer. So yeah.
I'm a comic book guy.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Trust
of
me. I'm a doctor.
You're not a doctor.
I am a doctor.
You are not a doctor.
I'm a doctor of comics.
So you fix comics?
Yes.
You're weird.
I might be.
Very. I need to let this be known too. Hey, y'all comic book readers, y'all better thank the Lord the Marvel series took off like this. Because y'all have been weirdos y'all entire life until about the last like 10 years. And then y'all can actually shit on like other people who just watch the movies like me.
You know what they also say?
What?
They also say about Dragon Ball Z too. Look who's the losers now. Fucking nerds. I died. I might have died. Fucking nerd.
How are we the nerds and y'all watch Dragon Ball Z?
Bet you watch it though.
No, I don't.
Shut up, nigga. You watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Shut the fuck up. Don't talk to me, you fucking nerd.
First of all,
you play with cards. Shut up. I never played with cards.
Are you done now?
Nerd.
Are you done now?
No. You play with cards.
Are you done now?
Here's the white dragon. Yeah.
Are you done now?
Attack points 2,000. Yeah.
3,000, bitch.
Yeah, you fucking nerd. Shut up. Your
point?
Yeah, nerd.
You
can't talk about me.
You can't talk
about me.
Are you done now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, that's what I was saying was this. First of all, Yu-Gi-Oh! Will always be nerd stuff. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
It will always be nerd.
It's like super nerd.
That is exactly. Super nerdy.
It's like the level of nerds, like, from like top, like bottom, not being too nerdish, to like top, it's like Dragon Ball Z, Marvel shit, Yu-Gi-Oh! Pokemon. Once you get to Pokemon, you're pretty much top nerd.
Like, yeah, you're pretty much top up there.
Niggas out there having Pokemon duels, like,
because you'll never see me engage in like a Yu-Gi-Oh duel right now, but of course they still got new seasons and stuff that come out. I'll watch it.
So if I walked in here and you was having a Yu-Gi-Oh battle duel in your house, I'm gonna walk out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, bro, what the fuck? Nope.
Pretty much. Yeah, like, I'm not doing that. But
might just say, gotta go.
Can't do it.
But Rich, where you going? Gotta go.
But that was just my thing. So, yeah, we just, y'all better be thankful that now the movies have come out and now y'all don't look like weirdos anymore. Because for fortunate people like me, I'm still going to be a weirdo.
Yeah. Why you think I got big as shit?
Huh?
Why you think I started lifting weights?
Because you play football.
And because, nigga, I watched Yu-Gi-Oh. I'm not Yu-Gi-Oh. I watched, like, Pokemon and shit. So I was like, I either get big and scare niggas or I just stay little and niggas just beat me up and shit. And I'd rather beat niggas up. Like,
and on that note, I think you said it one time, and we're going to say it again.
Gotta go.
Yeah, give me social medias and whatnot.
Social media, I don't really know. I don't feel like looking it up.
You already said one, you jackwagon.
Man.
Why do I do this?
You know why you do this.
Why do I do this?
You know
I
don't, why.
I debate to myself all the time why I do this.
You love this.
Anywho, I'll give mine.
All right, I'll give it. I'll give it.
Oh, my God. This guy here.
IG. NBA Young Boogie. Wait, NBA Young R Boogie. That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
just go. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Just don't even follow me.
Yeah.
Just go.
This is not one of your better moments. Anyway. So now, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your boy GCLYABOYG. CL Twitter and Instagram.
Sound like you're about to like give out a bunch of slow jams on the radio. Yeah, this your boy Midnight Chocolate.
First of all, Midnight Chocolate, that's a horrible DJ name.
Nigga, that would be some shit you would be on.
No.
It's Midnight Chocolate coming to you with a slow hour. But if I don't care if nobody laugh, I laughed. It's just funny. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, just know no one laughed at that.
I don't give a shit.
And anywho, once again,
kiss my dick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'm going to end this before it gets any more ignorant.
Oh, it's ending already. You brought Black Panther up. Black Power.
And on that note, thank you for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Crooked Letter Podcast. Woo. Thank you.